This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kate Delaney, once again, we dive into yet another week where the government is shut down 30-plus days and counting, no end in sight. There doesn't seem to be a break in what the Democrats and what the Republicans are saying. It's more of the Potomac two-step, if you will. The president took swipes at the Democrats. The Democrats rather shot back at the president. And specifically, Donald Trump said on Twitter, he said, look, they refused the proposals to end the government shutdown now in, 30-plus days. And he urged voters to put Republicans back in the majority in the House in the next election. Regardless of elections, we still have 800,000 people, many of them in this partial shutdown, figuring out ways that they can still maintain a household, pay a mortgage, pay for child care, and still do a job that they're not getting paid for, and this is part of the problem. And I mentioned my conversations with some of the TSA folks that I've talked to as I'm broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. I mentioned also that I had a chance to see the blood moon with my family as we were bleary-eyed but standing out there and trying desperately to see it and take some photographs of it. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see some of that. A lot of great things happening this year as we're a handful of weeks into this next year, and I've mentioned the 10-plus years that I've been on the air here, and many of you have sent me fabulous emails, and will continue to read them on the air, trust me. But one thing I cannot do and cannot figure out is the answer to the riddle of the shutdown, other than, as I mentioned before, if all the TSA went out, if everybody who worked for the TSA called in sick and we had a full-on aviation shutdown, I don't see how it could continue. It just would make no sense to me. By the way, coming up on this show, we have some fabulous guests. You know how I feel about my dog, Mahalo. And Lisa Flynn will join us. She used to train some celebrity dogs, or I should say they became celebrities. And she's got some thoughts on training animals, etc. You hear often I talk about Kate's Kibbles on the show because I was never had a dog and I was worried about my retriever and what I was feeding him and all that sort of stuff. Then we talked to Sharon Miller about specifically about what we're seeing with small business and women. It's starting to really rock. And then a conversation with Terrence Hill, and wait till you hear him. He has some pretty provocative things to say that I found so incredibly interesting to wrap up the hour. Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebrated again. It is a federal holiday. So if you forgot about it, then you might have walked to your mailbox or done things that you would normally do. But it's interesting. In celebrating Martin Luther King, there were parades, there were visits to memorials, and the president and the vice president marked the day by going to visit the memorial. And you think, wow, what would Martin Luther King Jr. think of what's happening now with the shutdown and the tug of war and really the little guy who, or really the middle class guy who has no voice, I think, stuck in the middle of like I mentioned, this wicked two-step that's going on in D.C., and we've talked to people that have been covering this thing, you know, shoulder to shoulder, and there's a lot of frustrated folks out there who need their paychecks, and frankly, when they're told just get a side hustle, that's just not realistic for them to do as they're picking up extra shifts or being begged to, you know, come to work. And I was just reading the Washington Post, and I was looking at, they've been polling this thing pretty closely, I was looking at their numbers, and the Washington Post showed that the shutdown is turning off Trump voters even in Michigan. And how did they determine that? Well, they spoke with many of the voters just north of Detroit, and the common theme, their frustration was, we're tired of this shutdown, and it's saying it's destructive, and it's not right, and something has to happen here, and you can't continue to do it. It's ridiculous. You're not going to get the wall built for $5 billion. Mexico's not going to pay for that, and it's starting to turn people away. And that's the question. Does it turn people away who were voting, who voted for Donald Trump the first time around? Because, hey, I mean, you know, politics are local to your wallet. That's part of it, and is your family being affected by what's happened with the shutdown? And I think we're going to see more games and more of the political shenanigans continue in the next couple of weeks. I'd be very, very surprised if this wrapped up anytime soon. I said it when it first happened. This is going to go deep into February. I'm not rooting for that. Of course, I would love to see this whole thing wrap up, but right now there is just absolutely no end in sight. And then I was reading looking at, as I say here on the show, what's the buzz in your backyard and mine? What's the common denominator? Always, you know, what's in our wallet? What's happening with our families? What's the weather doing to us? What's happening to our guilty pleasures? Are they making us all sick? We constantly are hearing about some horrific news. I still can't decide, is coffee good for us or bad for us? One day I hear it's good, one day I hear it's bad. If you have any thoughts on them, send them to me at katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. And, you know, I briefly just glossed over the fact that this L.A. teacher strike doesn't seem to have an end in sight either. And somebody asked me, and I even saw a big headline, well, what's happening? Are the teachers making any headway? Are the teachers winning the battle? And the answer to that is no. I mean, you've got just rallies and picket lines and, you know, how long can they keep this up? Is there going to be a tentative deal? The union saying the teachers won't return to work the next day, and they'll vote on whether to ratify the agreement. So we're in to a second week of this, and this is another thing. We're seeing some familiar faces that are trying to help the teachers, and you know, the 34,000 teachers are paid monthly, so barring an agreement for back pay from the district, the paycheck teachers are due that they'll to receive on February 5th would reflect the days they missed work due to the strike. So how about that? And yet another Democrat, by the way, and many of you have sent me your thoughts on this, who will the Democrats run? And we know that that certainly Donald Trump will run for re-election, and he's already started that campaign. Senator Harris announced that she is going to jump in, do the presidential bid thing. She announced that, in fact, on Good Morning America on ABC. But, you know, remember in 2008, Barack Obama, who was then just a freshman Democratic senator, became the first African-American man elected president of the United States. So now another first-term Dem from the Senate is also making a run at the White House, and, of course, happens to be a woman. And she said, I feel a sense of responsibility to stand up for who we are. All right, hang with us. Stay with us. Got a lot coming up this week. And again, I'm broadcasting from the great state of Florida, the Sunshine State, and we're kicking into high gear. Meet you on the flip side.
No. number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Everybody's heard me talk about Life's Abundance that you can go to through kateskibble.com. And I'll tell you what, it's been such a game changer for Mahalo. And we're talking to more and more people about that. And joining us now is Lisa Flynn. And Lisa is a real estate guru in Florida, in the Sarasota area. Huh, who doesn't want to live in Sarasota, especially right now if you're listening to me in the Midwest and you're shoveling? You're thinking, I want to move to Sarasota. And Lisa has a background where at one point she was a dog trainer and kennel owner and whatnot. And besides being a real estate mogul, she got involved with Life's Abundance as well. And what a game changer for, you know, for the economics of a business, you know, because it is a business for some people out there listening, and also for what it does for your dog as well. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So let's start with your background first about being a dog trainer and kennel owner. Tell us about that. What was that like? And I, you know, being a kennel owner to me would be wild. It'd be so cool, but I think I'd fall in love with all the animals and I wouldn't want to give them up.
That is oftentimes the case, yes. I have made some real connections with some fantastic dogs and some fantastic owners over the years. But yes, I trained dogs professionally for close to 20 years in the Washington, D.C. area as well as the Boston area, and a little bit here in Sarasota, but not a whole lot. And I had a 25-run kennel with doggy daycare and boarding and grooming and, of course, the dog training. So I did a lot of that. I also worked with some of the sheriff's departments in the D.C. area with their dogs. So it was pretty cool.
So let me ask you a question. This is a personal question. People will love this. They love it when I peel back the onion on the assistant producer of the show, which is my golden retriever, Mahalo. And Mahalo is still, he's 8 years old and he moves around great and runs and all that other stuff, but I want to be careful with him. And you know how you, how do you get dogs to go up steps to a bed? Or come down. It's really come down because that's where they hurt their joints.
Yeah, right, right. That's so funny. This is, it's just like if you were a doctor, you talk with somebody and tell them you're a dog trainer, they have a dog training question, and it's the doctor, and hey, doc, I have this rash. Let me take a look. So, well, it's guiding the dog, of course, and if you have a great relationship, as you do with Mahalo, of course, they will trust you and name it. That's the most important part, is if you're just trying to get him to do something without actually naming it. So training and obedience and so forth is not really just tricks. It is a language that to communicate with your dog. So when you name it, say stairs or something along those lines, and guide him with that, you certainly treats will help and a lot of encouragement, then he'll start to understand that if you just start grabbing him and trying to tug him down the stairs, he's going to freak out and not know what's going on. So as you start naming it and encouraging him that way, then it literally, it becomes a language between the two of you, so you can communicate to him what to do. Most people just tell their dogs what not to do. So the key is to be able to teach them so you can tell them what to do instead of just what not to do.
I love it. That is a million-dollar tip, I have to tell you. So I know people out there probably have similar situations where they're trying to get their animal to do something that would benefit them. And you're right. You say, don't do this, don't go here, don't whatever. But it should be the opposite. And, wow, that's fascinating. So you go from the dog training and a tip like that and kennel owner, which is so cool. You're in Florida, you're doing the real estate thing, and you started with Life's Abundance. What led you to Life's Abundance and starting that?
Well, actually, I started with Life's Abundance 18 years ago.
Wow.
So I've been feeding and recommending and actually selling Life's Abundance since the year 2000. So this company has been around for a long time, and I'm been aligned with them for a very long time. And it was a natural add-on to my pet business, my pet care business, of course, because people are always asking for recommendations for food and for toys and for supplies and equipment and so forth. And it was just a natural lead-in. But I started with Life's Abundance primarily because I saw the difference that it was making in the dogs that I was, my own dog, as well as the dogs that I was working with. The behavior is, your nutrition is a key component into behavior and behavioral issues. And so when I started to see what higher quality dog food, the difference it made with these dogs, then I started pursuing and looking into more options, and I stumbled upon this, and I've been with them for 18 years now.
From the business side of it, for 18 years is a long time. How does that work? And because we both, I mean, I'm new to it, but the quality is incredible. And my dog Mahalo, I think, is, he just inhales the food. He loves it. The idea that it's made in small batches, all those great nutrients that we talk about, and I've talked about that on the show. But I haven't talked as much about the business side. Tell the listeners more about the business side and how that can be fruitful for them.
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of pluses to the business side. And one of the things you just touched on is that made in the small batches and so forth. This is an American company, and American, and all the products and all of the ingredients are manufactured in the United States. So I like to support businesses that are in the United States. And many of these larger companies, we don't even realize it, but a lot of the ingredients are being imported from China and then put together here. And this has been some of the reasons for some of the recent recalls in the past few years, is they've gotten some tainted ingredients and then put it together in the United States, and some animals have been suffering and many have died from one of the recalls, actually. So that's one of the components, is, you know, it's an American and U.S. company. But as I said, I had trained dogs for close to 20 years. I have really not done any training at all, but it was a natural lead since I moved to Sarasota, but it was a natural add-on for my dog training business. And I have trained thousands of dogs over the years. And with this business, every single day I get an email saying that so-and-so ordered dog food from you. And this so-and-so is a client from 15 years ago. They are on their third dog that I've not even met. And I may have worked with them in Washington, D.C., and now they live in Washington State. So this type of business is really residual, because once they're clients for life, and I am on some second, third, and even fourth dogs, that they're continuing to order the food. So it's not like a business where you might, some pet stores or groomers or veterinarians will actually have to stock the product. This is completely hands-off, which is perfect for me, because now I'm focusing on real estate. I don't want to have to stock product. I don't want to have to worry about expirations. I don't want to have to worry about shipping things. That's all taken care of. And I literally still have hundreds of customers from all over the country that I have not even spoken with in 10, 15 years.
Wow. And the great thing, too, is the point of entry is very low, I think. I think it's incredibly reasonable. So you combine that with the fact of what you just said, you don't have to stock anything, and it makes it a no-brainer. Somebody told me the other day, she had just started Life's Abundance, I think, a couple of months ago, and basically what she told me is, you know what, my food is covered for my dog. That's amazing. I don't have to pay for the food, because I have people that realize how great this food is, and that it is an American-made, it's made in America, and the small batches and the nutrients and all of that. So I feel good about it, because I'm not getting terrible food off of the shelf, and now my dog benefits, but it also, I'm not buying the dog food anymore, because it's paid for itself, and that's the start of it, isn't it?
Exactly. That very quickly happens with this business. The startup costs, like you said, for starting a business, it's, I mean, everything included for the first year is under $500, so it just doesn't make any, you know, it's a no-brainer, especially for somebody who's already in the pet industry. But I know countless people who just are pet lovers and wanted to take care of their own animals in the best way possible, and that's how they got involved, like yourself.
Yeah. The with Life's Abundance, too, they also do something really neat, that they give food to shelters. You can give food to shelters, individual shelters, and I love the way they do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really great company and a very solid company that gives back.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so I would be remiss not to ask you about this. How's the real estate biz?
Real estate business is great. It really is. It's there's, you know, there's always ups and downs in this type of business, but I primarily, my niche with real estate is working with investors. As a real estate investor myself, I actually got my real estate license here in Florida because my husband and I started to buy properties as rental opportunities. And I just started getting asked by other people for some help. So I got my real estate license for that purpose, to further along our investing business as well as to help other people. And I just fell in love with it. So that's another way that building wealth and having income come in with our rental properties has just been phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And plus all that sunshine and those beaches. Are you kidding? Who doesn't want to live in Sarasota or near Sarasota? I got to tell you, it's beautiful there, of course, right?
Yeah, I have to say that we do live in paradise. It's been 5 years since I moved here from the Boston area, and I have not looked back, although I have learned to stop putting pictures of the beach and the palm trees in January and February on Facebook. My friends don't appreciate that anymore.
I love that. Lisa Flynn, what a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
I really appreciate the opportunity, Kate. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
You are are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has words of praise for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as both make preparations for their second summit.
We see eye to eye, I believe.
At the White House, the president told America's governors that North Korea could have a great financial future if it would just finish taking the steps to denuclearize.
They have incredible people, hardworking people, smart, energetic, and I think it can be really one of the great financial and economic countries anywhere in the world, so I tell him that.
The president will fly to Hanoi, Vietnam on Monday for the next summit with the dictator. He also said he wants to make a trade deal with Beijing and that he's delaying Friday's scheduled hike in tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Always a pleasure to talk to Sharon Miller, Bank of America, head of small business. She's back to talk about the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight. I love this. Before, Sharon, first of all, welcome to the show. But before we get into your findings, can you give us a little background on this annual report, your Women Business Owner Spotlight?
Well, this is the third annual Women Business Owner Spotlight, and we conduct it just to understand how are women feeling about their business, and how are they feeling about the growth and what's coming for the next year ahead, including their revenue and hiring expectations. So really just getting our finger on the pulse to understand what's happening, what's on the mind of women across America.
And how do you do this kind of an annual report, in this case the Women Business Owner Spotlight? How many women do you talk with? And I'm assuming you talk with a good number of men as well. How does it work?
We do. So every year, twice a year, go out and survey business owners across the United States. And some of them are women, some are men. And then we take those results and we pull out the information specifically pertaining to the questions around women and how they're feeling. And so we do the study twice a year at Bank of America, and this is the third year we are surveying and focusing specifically on women. And we've been doing the survey, Greg, since 2012. So that over the past 3 years, it's been increasingly interesting to understand you know, what's on the minds of women? What about Hispanic business owners? And really start cutting our data into more, you know, information around those subsets.
So let's dive into this. Can you give us a broad overview, Sharon, of what you found with the 2018 Women Business Owner Spotlight?
I can, Kate. And just to add to what we were just talking about as well, you know, at Bank of America, we have 3.3 million small business clients, and 40% are women-owned. And so that's also why it's so important to us to really understand what's on the mind of women. And of the 29 million small business clients across the United States, a third are women. So Bank of America has been serving women and certainly want to make sure we understand what's on the minds of them so that we can help them and we can help them with their business and to continue to achieve their goals. And so I'd say, Kate, for the top headlines for this year, we found that women entrepreneurs are much more confident on revenue expectations compared to last year. And their growth plans and their economic optimism is up year over year as well. So I would say a tone of positive, a tone of growth, a tone of, you know, we can continue to grow our business in spite of any challenges we might face.
And what do you think, Sharon, is driving that optimism about things like revenue?
You know, the economy we have seen continue to improve. And so not only in our surveys, but in national surveys for example, for the NFIB. So the National Federation of Independent Business Owners are finding all-time highs in their surveys results as well. And so people are spending, people are traveling. We see consumer stability across the board when it comes to employment. And so that is a key. People have money coming in, they're earning their paychecks, and they have more discretionary income to spend.
And what are they spending the money on as far as the business is concerned, Sharon? How are women using, I would imagine, technology would be part of the cost?
It is. And so as women, you know, in fact, in our survey, we always ask about, you know, how is technology impacting your business? How is it helping to improve your business? And we found that women entrepreneurs, they are increasingly dependent on capabilities related to technology. And so, for instance, when you think about the digital transformation, 33% of women entrepreneurs use a mobile device to process financial transactions within their business versus only 25% of men. So they're way ahead. And they also foresee over the next 5 years a complete shift to digital payments. And so as we think about serving these clients so that they can serve their communities in the businesses that they lead, we have to make sure we're keeping up with how they want to help their clients. So if clients are coming in and they're using their phone to pay for goods and services, we've got to be able to help and partner with the business owner to be able to accept payments that way. So these are some of the insights and how we use this data real time to get better at what we do at Bank of America to serve the businesses so they can serve the communities.
We're talking with Sharon Miller. She's the head of small business for Bank of America. We're talking about the 2018 Women Business Owner Spotlight. And being the one male voice here in this interview, I have to ask because, may seem obvious to the two of you as women who are deeply immersed in the world of business, and I being a man so completely looking from the outside, how do the two of you look at things like the technology gap that you've just been describing, Sharon? How do you explain why women are ahead of men in many of these ways? Do you have any insight into that?
We're ahead in a lot of ways, frankly.
Well, I was getting there. I didn't want to.
Come on. No.
We're just going to focus on technology today. For those kinds of things where women excel, I think the more we talk about them, the better it is for all business in technology and all kinds of areas, because then businesses can get better at identifying best practices and who should implement them because they tend to have an advantage there.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, we just had a a discussion in New York a week ago with women business owners and entrepreneurs across the country. And we asked that question, you know, how are you using it? Why are you using it? And I think that some of the answers that came up that evening were around, you know, I want to make sure that I'm understanding all the ways to make it more efficient for me. I may not just be the owner of this consulting firm, but I also have a family, a life, I'm a wife, a mother. I go to school. I'm still doing all these. So all these other elements of a life came up. It kept coming up in that conversation. And I think as a woman, it's increasingly, we have so much more ability, I should say, to be able to manage our life. And that's what a business is. A business owner is not thinking of themselves in terms of, I own this consulting firm. They're saying, I have a life. I'm a mother. I could be a father, right? If we're talking about men, but we're focusing on women here. And I need to manage my whole life, and my business is part of that life. And so technology helps me to do that. I can do business wherever I want, whenever I want, however I want. That, and that's what my clients are telling me and asking me to do. So I don't know, Kate, if you have any other thoughts on there.
No.
I know you certainly talk to a lot of business owners as well.
I do, and I talk to a lot of women, and I think what the how can we do it bigger, better, faster, and for the reasons you said, you're pulled in a lot of directions, and I know for myself, I love technology. I didn't start out that way because I would get frustrated not learning it because I wanted to know it right away, but the more patience you have and the more that you've embraced technology, the easier it becomes to do the things that you need to do, and all the things on the list I do, from mobile payments to whatever on down to Calendly, to CRMs, to using Zoom or other forms of technology to do what I do. So I completely agree with it. I love that your survey found this because I think it's absolutely on point from everything that I've seen with my own friends who are either heading up big corporations or they have their own business.
It's fascinating. As a man, we hear stereotypes, of course, and they've been around for a long time, about how men are traditionally out of balance in their lives, completely focused on work, not balancing their family life well. And I think what you might be suggesting, Sharon, is in the future, we're going to see more and more emphasis on the healthy part of balance, work-life balance, and that we're largely going to be thanking women in business for bringing that trend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's healthy. I mean, I think it's balance. It's bringing your whole self to work. It's bringing your whole self to your business. And I think it makes for better corporations and it makes for better business.
Absolutely. How about this? This, of course, is on the minds of many. Sharon, access to capital, that's a big challenge for women business owners, or is it? What did you find this year?
Well, you know, access to capital is improving, and we did hear that loud and clear from business owners. But they do feel that they're facing bigger challenges when it comes to access to capital than their male counterparts. And so, you know, we see at Bank of America our lending business up. We see high demand for capital. And, you know, we are finding that women represent 40% of our business. And I feel like, you know, we have a very strong representation of women coming to us every single day. However, at Bank of America, we know that there are some issues and there are some items that we can help with. And so, you know, from our survey results, we do hear that, you know, training or education or knowing what to ask for, when to ask for it, has been in the past perhaps a roadblock. And so we have recently launched as well the Bank of America Institute for Women's Entrepreneurship in partnership with Cornell University. And this focus is going to be all around access to capital as one element, training, education, and making sure that women have all the information, because as women, and I read about this a lot, you know, women may want to make sure that every single box is checked, all 10 items, if that's what's required for this, versus a male may come in with 2 done, right? And I've got 8 left undone. This is, you know, what we may find, and we're certainly hearing this from the panels we have. And so perhaps the male counterpart would understand that, okay, you have to have this, this, and this, because they're getting the education along the way. Whereas a woman, they wait till, you know, they have everything done, and then they still realize, oh, there was something else I need to do. And so I think just that conversation, the dialogue, the information, whether it be online, across the desk from an advisor, is going to be helpful in closing the gap on access to capital.
Wow, perfect place to wrap this up. Sharon Miller, Bank of America, head of small business. Fascinating always to talk to you, and this information is fabulous from your 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight. Thanks for so much for coming on.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Very pleased to welcome to the show Terrence Hill. He's written a book called The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. And Terrence, I have to tell you, I said this to you off the air, but I love the title of your book because, you know, basically what we're talking about here is mashing the two, pretty much using literary lines, as you describe it, and poetry that would show that we, or suggest that we turn our back on war. So explain how you came up with that.
Well, I began 47 years ago when I was going to the University of Madrid, writing a film treatment and a novel with the idea of unmasking the romantic glory of war, like Hemingway tried to do in A Farewell to Arms, and suggesting that that we not do war anymore.
Yeah, and you're right that that was definitely a Hemingway theme. And if you go back to those days in Madrid to where we are now and everything that's happened in between, Are you surprised what's happened in the world since you came up with this idea?
Yes, and you know, this particular work, I was listening to Professor Stephen Hawking 5 years ago on television when I was in Europe, at the University of Cambridge, Stephen Hawking, and he said, we must end war. And that brought me to the title of this work and the literary work enclosed to suggest, like the president say, we're not going to fight a war with you. We're going to negotiate the great dream of peace now.
What do you hope that people take away from reading your book, that whole idea?
Yes, that whole idea of let's at least start talking about ending war on Earth.
And as you and I both know, there are so many other, if we take it out of the poetry literary mold and we went into society and looked at what's going on in society, it's so tough to make that kind of breakthrough. And you see it in things that have been written. What do you think it takes to move?
Hello, yes.
Yeah, what do you think it
You're
takes
breaking
to move
up.
That? Terrence, what do you think it takes to move the needle on that?
Well, you know, I used to write to presidents and prime ministers and foreign affairs ministers, and I wrote to the foreign affairs minister of Canada once, and he wrote back to me, Terry, the goal and dream of Canada is peace. And, you know, I think this is the idea.
Yeah, the idea is peace. And we should say that you went to four leading Canadian universities.
I wrote to...
Go ahead, tell us where you went.
I wrote to the foreign affairs minister of Canada.
Yeah, the foreign affairs minister of Canada. And I was just mentioning, too, that you went to four...
You're breaking up.
Okay, so you went to four universities, too, as well in Canada. Tell us about that experience.
Pardon me, tell what?
Tell us about that experience.
Oh, okay. I went to four leading Canadian universities. The prestigious University of Toronto, the Jesuit University St. Mary's in Halifax, the Laval University, the great French University in Quebec, and the University of Regina in Regina, Saskatchewan, where I grew up. So it was just a good education for me.
What was the most surprising thing, maybe not surprising, but what was the best thing that you took away from all of that education?
What I took away from all of that education... Start with a premise that you don't know and open your mind to learn what I took away.
Wow. And do you think that's part of the problem of what we see today?
Well, I think the first thing our young people should be taught in college is that they don't know, you know, and to open their minds.
Boy, I so agree. Who has motivated you the most of all the literary works out there, all the different poetry and whatnot that's been written about war? Who is most influential to you?
Well, I think the poet John Donne, any man's death diminishes me because I'm involved with mankind, and for whom the bell tolls, Hemingway. Therefore, do not ask for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee. And those influenced me the most.
When you sat down to pull this theme together and you had thought about it really since the 70s, that was your influence. How long did it take you to create this book?
Well, the book was written, there are excerpts from my literary works and poetry over a lifetime. So it took a lifetime.
Wow, and then but making it flow and such, you did such a nice job of that and weaving that all together would have been an interesting kind of puzzle. Was it like putting a puzzle together?
The editor for the publisher did an outstanding job.
Yeah. When you put all, if you look at all your literary works, what are you most proud of?
This is the work I'm most proud of.
And you're most proud of it because it's been this overwhelming desire in your life, right?
Yes, yes. And the excerpts and literary work and poetry in it, Letter to God, Letter to Roland, all the Value of Life Four, the story of Job. The story of Job is sort of my story over the last 8 years where there were elements trying to take away everything meaningful in life for me to turn me into a revolutionary. And at the end of my story, God said, I'm still Terry's God. And so that went on in my life, and that's printed in the book, Terrence S. Hill's story, The Story of Job.
We're speaking with Terrence Hill, and you can pick up his book at Amazon and wherever great books are sold. The book is called The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. When you were creating these works, as you say, it's like a, I think of it like a puzzle, as I mentioned, and you said the publisher did a great job in putting it together. Was there one Yes. particular piece that seemed to take you a long time to put together that you feel really nails this whole equation of the end of war?
I think maybe the cry of St. Paul. The cry of St. Paul that echoed down through the centuries and was heard by every people and civilization on earth for some kind of fairness and mercy and justice in our lives. I think that hit it for me.
Yeah, and tell people who don't know, and they, of course, can read it in your book, but tell us a little more about the cry of St. Paul for those who aren't familiar.
Well, it's just that was the cry of St. Paul. It was heard by every people on earth for some kind of fairness and mercy in our lives. And that was the cry.
Yeah, that sums it up so accurately, mercy, et cetera, in our lives. And do you think we live in a world where there's not a lot of mercy when it comes to war?
Yes, I think that we needed Mother Teresa. The English cardinal said the countries of Northern Europe and Western Europe are becoming increasingly materialistic. And we needed a message of compassion. Mother Teresa brought that message of compassion. Today we have that message of compassion coming from the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, and from Pope Francis at the Vatican, the message of compassion.
In writing and taking the body of all of your work, Terrence, and then putting it together in a book, how has this process changed you?
Well, you know, it's humbled me that, that God gave me the talent to write like I can write. I wrote about Churchill once that he'd been given the pen of history. And what a thing to be given the pen of history. And so it's humbled me.
I like that, the pen of history. And I like the Churchill reference. And I want to remind everyone again, I'm speaking to with Terrence Hill, and the book is called The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. Do you think if people turned more toward literary works and poetry, we might have more calm in the world? Because I think there is there's sort of a lack of knowledge on that front, not like it used to be decades ago.
Yes, yes. The Bible describes darkness as a lack of knowledge. And the Bible also describes that the wisdom of poets cannot be purchased with gold or silver. So it is something that has been communicated to mankind throughout history. Most of the Bible is poetry, and the wisdom in this poetry is what still learn from today.
Terrence, what have the people around you said to you, the people who are close to you, about your book?
Oh, they think it's wonderful. They think it's wonderful. Bobby Silva, my friend who had two restaurants in Greenwich Village in 1962 that Bob Dylan would come into, that Peter, Paul, and Mary would come into, that Joan Baez would come into. Bobby has 4 commendations from the United States Senate, 3 commendations from the United States Congress. And Bobby said, just beautiful, Terry. Your works in the heart of Terry Hill are just extraordinary. Bobby emailed me this morning that you are a national treasure, Terry, and we've got to protect you. So thank you.
Boy, that is high praise. No doubt about that. Bobby Sylvan, thanks for sharing that story. And I want to tell everyone again to pick up the book. You can pick it up at Amazon, again, where books are sold. Terrence Hill, The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. Terrence, thanks so much for sharing your story and your works.
Okay. All right. Thank you very, very much.
Thank
you. God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
The Tehebo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tehebo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.